Who is Robert Renard, Michael?
Well, Robert Renard is a contactee that Wendell Stevens has done some research on, and this contactee claims to have met with a group of extraterrestrials from the planet Corendor who have been part of this phenomenon whereby they have integrated onto the planet and have been doing this in order to help lift the consciousness of humanity, as they claim, so that we would avoid becoming not only a threat to ourselves through the development and use of advanced technologies for destructive purposes, but also to other extraterrestrial worlds. They certainly see us as being really a race that has used technology without having developed sufficient ethical responsibilities so that we can ensure that they're not used for negative purposes.
Now, he claims there's 150,000 human-looking extraterrestrials just here in the country, 30,000 in California. Is he pulling our leg?
Well, that's right. That's what he says he was told by his extraterrestrial from Corendor, that there are 30,000 in California alone that are part of this effort by not only the Corendorians, but also a number of other extraterrestrial races to really put their personnel on the ground to help educate the population about extraterrestrial reality. Because I think that what is happening is that there is some kind of time limit here, that there needs to be some kind of dramatic upturn in human consciousness and ethical development in order for us to be ready for something. Now, whether it's associated with 2012 or some other event, I'm not quite sure of that, but there does seem to be this kind of accelerated effort by other extraterrestrial races to help humanity get up to speed as to who we are and the relationship we have with other races.
Why do it under the shroud of secrecy, Michael?
Well, this is something that again and again is raised by various contactees, that the government has decided through its own covert processes not to disclose this information, that the government perceives this to be some kind of national security threat. And I think what it boils down to is that if the government was exposed, and here I'm talking about only that part of the government which is in the loop, because not all parts of the government know about this.
No, I agree with that.
So only that part which is in the loop is making decisions about when and how to release this information. And I think that they have decided that if they were to disclose the reality of extraterrestrials visiting us from all over the galaxy, and some of these extraterrestrials look so much like us that they could be our next door neighbor, that they would very quickly lose control, because these extraterrestrials have a much more ethical, much more spiritually oriented approach to life, and that they do very positively view, say, some of the key tenets of Christianity concerning raising the consciousness to be at one with a kind of universal order. And so they are much more inclined to promote a spiritual message that would be welcomed by a lot of the population. And I think because many of those in these senior positions in government, military and so forth, see themselves as really not being in any way ethically oriented or ethically exemplary, that they think that they would lose control. And I think in a sense they would.
I would conclude then that none of these extraterrestrials might be running for political office. Unfortunately.
No, I think that they would work with people to help the common person to be more aware of exactly what is going on, that the galaxy is full of life, that even within our own solar system there are life forms that exist, advanced intelligent life forms that use these planets as bases or as homes, and that they are visiting us as well, so that in that sense we are not alone. And that we need to wake up to the truth and not continue to have the government pull the wool over our eyes and just proceed as though we're the only advanced life form in the galaxy.
Tell us about Professor Hernandez.
Well, that's another case that Wendell Stevens has brought to public attention. This was a tenured professor at the University of Mexico who met with an extraterrestrial female by the name of Leia, who visited him while he was teaching at his class, at one of his classes, and eventually she confided in him who she was, that she was from the constellation of Andromeda, took him to her spacecraft, and he actually went up for a ride. And when he recorded all of this, the incredible information that she had and the experiences he had with her and the reality of the extraterrestrial presence, he wasn't quite sure what to do. So what he did was he confided in a very reputable Mexican journalist by the name of Zitha Rodriguez, who was at the University of Mexico pursuing another story concerning health issues, and so she was taken, she was asked to go into his office, and where he confided in her what had happened, because he knew that Zitha Rodriguez was also interested in UFO issues. And so she became the vehicle by which his information got out into the public realm, because eventually what happened was that he did actually begin to tell people what was occurring, and they simply locked him up, because for a tenured professor back in 1980 in Mexico to say that you're meeting with these extraterrestrials, and that one was a very attractive extraterrestrial female, certainly his family thought he was crazy. And so when the doctors who were treating him for a particular knee illness questioned him about how quickly his knee recovered, and he had said, well, it was because this extraterrestrial female assisted me, they consulted with his family. His wife was jealous that he was meeting with this extraterrestrial female. She thought he was making it up and that he was having an affair. So she said, well, he's crazy, lock him up. And that's what happened. They locked him up for a month, then he was released, and shortly after that he disappeared and hasn't been seen again. Kind of very sad case. It shows just the risk credible professionals take in embracing this extraterrestrial phenomenon, because you are basically chastised by your peers, and people won't believe you who are in responsible positions, and if you don't have the support, you could find yourself in deep trouble, which is what happened to Professor Hernandez.